Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. To begin, with which political party are you registered?
Registered? Republican. Yes.
Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mailing ballot, you can indicate that as well. Is it, I am definitely going to vote? I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you very much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections?
I already have
Tuesday?
My ballot at home. I just haven't filled it out yet.
Okay. So will that be, I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail.
No, I will. It'll be a mail-in.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
I'm 50, or whatever, 65 to 75 range.
65 to 75. Thank you. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college
some
graduate
college,
with an
trade school.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Linda Bart.
Don't know anything about her.
And never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Keith Pearson.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Then
or
we have Kathy Townsend.
Pardon?
Then we have Kathy Townsend.
Oh, what office is she running for?
Unfortunately, since we are required to read verbatim, we don't have more information.
I think that's unfavorable, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. And would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Ken Mascara.
Don't know. Never heard.
Never heard of or... Thank you. And last, we have Richard Del Toro.
Let's see. He's running for sheriff. Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just
very?
Unmatched? Thank you. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I think he's a crook.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I think he's right there with Pearson.
With Pearson. Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Can you repeat that?
The question?
Yes.
Yes. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, for among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Neither.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend
or
Arthur
Mason?
Ma'am,
we can cut to the chase on this thing.
Yes?
I'm registered Republican, so I can vote out every freaking Republican incumbent. That's
okay.
My platform. Vote. There isn't one Republican candidate that I support.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I don't understand. Mm-hmm.